Good morning and welcome to Morning Devotions for Tuesday. I am Bishop Laish Boyd, the Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands, and it is my pleasure to lead Morning Devotions for this week. Our theme for this week is, This is the Day. In the book of Genesis chapter 17, we read about Abram's encounter with God and how God set him aside in a special relationship to be his standard bearer and to be the father of his people. Abram's name, which means exalted father, was changed to Abraham, which means father of many. God was setting Abraham aside for his specific purpose. Abraham, therefore, became the founding father, the common Hebrew patriarch of all the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. For the children of Israel, he is the father, the source, and the one from whom they descended. The Jews in the New Testament, as with the children of Israel in the Old Testament, therefore had a very special relationship between God and themselves. The unfolding of the Old Testament is a story of that, and we see it continued in the New Testament, where Jesus was born and raised as a Jew and established his church and Christianity at the end of his life. Abraham encountered God. God became his foundation and the source from which he went forth. Every one of us belongs to an earthly family. We descend from generations who went before us. They form a part of our identity, and we move forward into our own generation. We have children and pass on our identity and our legacy to them. God is our ultimate father figure and the ultimate source of our divine family. He is the God of all the families of the earth, writes Paul in the letter to the Ephesians. This then is the day to acknowledge God as our source and our great ancestor. God is that ancestor. He is the creator of the world from which all of the families of the earth spring. But God is also our father. God is there directing us, watching over us, and laying down for us what his plan for our lives is. God is the source of our identity. We are the children of God, and as he is God, we are the ones who come after him. God's identity is strong and clear. I am the Lord your God, he says many times in the Old Testament. But God also has an identity for each one of us. For we know who God is, but do we know who we are in relation to God? Many parents instill in their children whatever values they hold themselves. They say to their children, this is the way you should behave. This is the way you should conduct yourself. These are the values and priorities that are important. This is how you should live. Parents say these things to children all the time, directly or indirectly. And so children, therefore, assume many of the characteristics and values of their parents and then pass them on to their own children. But do you recognize that in spite of whatever identity you hold for yourself, coming through your parents, your upbringing, and your experience, that God also has a specific identity for you? Yes, God accepts and affirms much of how you were raised and much of what your parents may have stood for. They were good people. But aside from that foundational identity, do you know that God has an identity for you as your heavenly Father and you as his son or daughter? Think about that for a minute. Are you living the identity that God has for you? Have you ever thought about what God wanted for you? Have you tried to discern or to seek what God's will for your life is? Have you tried to get to know God so that you could know what his plans for you are? If we consider our theme, "This is the day," then today is the day to acknowledge God as your source and your root. To acknowledge God as the architect of your life, and to seek to be the person whom God has for you to be. Think about that today and be governed by it. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the God of all of the families of the earth, including my own family. You have given me my upbringing and my experiences with its bitter and sweet moments. But you, O Lord, have a plan and purpose for my life. Help me to be conscious of this fact. Help me to be aware of your plan for me. Give me the wisdom and desire to get to know you so that I may get to know your ways. And help me, Lord, today to be my best self. That is the person that you have for me to be. Today, Father, I acknowledge that you are the source of my life, the root of my identity, and the one who knows what is best for me. Help me to abide by that, O Father, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us bless the Lord. Have a wonderful day.